2 years ago, a customer went to Jade Dragon Tattoo and Body Piercing in Chicago, wanting to display his hometown pride. He wanted Chi-Town tattooed across his chest. That's Chi-Town, Chitown. But that customer walked out of the tattoo parlor with a slightly different tattoo. It read Chitonw, or Chitonwa. That customer is now suing the tattoo parlor. Sam Hacker is the artist who created the tattoo. He says the problem started when the customer asked him to draw the letters freehand.
The first stencil, I would probably 99% guarantee that it was drawn spelled correctly. But after about an hour of drawing and redrawing, when I went to make the final drawing, I don't know for sure what exactly happened because it was 2 years ago, but somehow the final stencil was inverted. The last two letters were inverted.
But no one noticed. The customer approved the design and the tattooing began. And even after the ink was permanently under the customer's skin, no one spotted the problem until the next day.
The gentleman calls me up on the phone, says, "Hey, dude, you did my tattoo wrong." And I was like, "What do you mean? Who are you? Because I've done, you know, at that point, you know, I do a lot of tattoos. So who are you?" And he's like, "And I got to get to Chi-Town, and you spelled it wrong, you know." And that's where the whole story started.
Hacker offered to fix the tattoo for free by tattooing over the mistake. The customer agreed, but he never showed up. Now, this isn't the sort of thing a tattoo artist ever wants to happen, but Sam Hacker has friends. Good friends. Friends that like him so much that they're willing to get the misspelled tattoo themselves.
My friends got together and said, "Hey, we support you. We support you in the fact that things happen in tattooing. Words get misspelled. Words get misspelled in papers. There's misprints in papers. There's a mistake that happened that somehow it blew up into this whole thing." And my friends said, you know, I was feeling bad about it. And they were just like, you know, I was shocked. I was mortified. You know, that's the thing that people were like, "How does someone do that?" And we wanted to get the word out how that could happen. And my friend supported me through that and saying, "Hey, you know what? It happens. It's not the first time. It's not the last time this is going to happen."
So this was a show of solidarity.
Exactly.
And now, do I understand this correctly that you were so buoyed by this that you're now going to offer to apply this tattoo to anyone who wants it over the weekend?
A couple of the guys went down to an art show last night after they got their tattoos, showing them off. Everyone loves them. Some people think it's a cool artistic statement. One lady called and said, "It's free, right?" She's getting it because it's free, maybe. Who knows what people are thinking?
So they're already calling you saying, "Hey, I want my Chitonwa tattoo too."
Yes. Maybe a positive thing. And maybe it'll give me some notoriety in tattooing.
So far, Sam Hacker has 5 other people signed up to go under the needle this weekend. Tattoo typo, now a trend.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.